'tis the season to complicate your homeschool life. If you'd met me even just 10 years ago, you'd know that I am a former Martha Stewart soiree enthusiast. So to listen to me share about the 10 steps to simplify your Christmas, well, insert laugh emoji here. On today's episode, I offer you 10 steps to simplify homeschool Christmas this year. Welcome to the Homeschool Mama Self-Care Podcast. I'm Teresa Wiedrich, the certified life coach and homeschool mentor found at www.capturingthecharmedlife.com. If you're a homeschool mom that overcomplicates this season, then this is the podcast episode for you. There are 5 things you don't want to hear your kids saying at Christmas, because they will surely not simplify Christmas. Like, "Mom, I need a reindeer outfit for the pageant tomorrow." Or, "I told Santa I wanted a St. Bernard." "I'm wrapping your present, Mom. I can't get him to hold still." "I told the pastor you'd direct the Christmas play. I'm going to be a wise guy." Or, "Bring the candle over, Liam. Let's see if this tree is really fireproof." It's not just the kids that can complicate Christmas. It's definitely us. Perhaps it's us within the construct of our society, but we definitely know how to complicate our homeschool Christmas. But back to me. I wasn't always so simple in my approach either. Simplifying Christmas, or really any soirees, hasn't been my thing. Some years ago, I hired a clown for a 30-person party. I handmade circus invitations. I spent hours placing the red and white tent cover over our backyard playground. My daughter was turning 3 and wouldn't remember any of it. I've been slowly unwinding that party approach ever since. In the last few Christmases, I have heard loud and clear that many people feel overwhelmed by the details of this month. "Have you got it all done yet?" Or, "Are you ready?" Questions we hear on repeat. The message is clear. There's not enough time to sit back, relax, and enjoy the process because there's too much to do. So much angst for one day. So my goal now is to enjoy the process, or get rid of the things that I don't enjoy. The 10 things I've learned to help simplify my homeschool Christmas are those things I share with you today. The first thing I offer to simplify your homeschool Christmas is to simplify the shopping. There's a clear shift in season around these parts. The season of production in our Western world turns into the season of materialism. I'm taking part, of course. Perhaps this energy of materialism seems more pronounced to me since our trips to the developing world have solidly stoked inside of me an awareness that the majority of the world hopes for the basics like healthcare, clean water, and basic nutrition. So everything we have, beyond those things, is a lot. Just like you, I'm sifting through the endless barrage of holiday deals arriving in my email inbox and trying to buy just the right candy for my kids' stockings. Yep, I'm doused in the comfortable culture of excess too. In our culture where we have a hard time gift shopping for each other because we already have everything, minimalism is challenging. Perhaps the emphasis doesn't have to be on what we buy, rather why we're buying it. Because we parents know we're all wishing for those delighted little faces to shine like tree lights when they unwrap our offerings. And this can cause us to get caught in a rut. The rut of attempting to satisfy the unsatisfiable, Of course, kids will be delighted with their Christmas gifts, and sometimes they won't. I recall those experiences as well. Peeking inside the corners of a Christmas gift I was told I would get from my brother and sister. It was tucked underneath the Christmas tree when I was a girl. I wasn't supposed to be peeking on the corners, or kind of like trying to peel back the layers of the Christmas wrap so I could figure out what was in there. And I discovered a Twister game. However, I thought to myself, nobody would buy me a Twister game because I don't really like playing games. So then on Christmas Day, to my surprise, it was indeed a Twister game. P.S. I still have that game downstairs in the games closet. Sometimes we're just unsatisfiable, so the goal shouldn't be to make sure our kids are happy. You and I both have seen our kids be satisfied with the box that the gift arrives in, so we don't need to look for the happy on our children's face. I giggled when I saw a pin on Pinterest that told me how to do Christmas minimalistically-ish. It said, get them something they want, something they need, something to wear, something to read, something to make, something to eat, and one more thing. That's actually how I did it for years. However you choose to pursue Christmas minimalism, remember that our kids will be happy with whatever we give them if we sit down to play alongside them on Christmas Day. FYI, for years, my son would eagerly receive Christmas gifts that he could build, you know, things like Lego sets. So I put together a post detailing his very favorite gifts. If your kiddo is a builder too, I've got a post called The Homeschool Christmas Gift Ideas for a Builder-Based Learner. So when you're shopping, consider why you're purchasing what you're purchasing. That's my first step to simplifying your homeschool Christmas. The second step to simplifying your homeschool Christmas is to not shop with the kids. If there is any disadvantage of homeschooling, Christmas shopping with your constant companions is definitely a disadvantage. There was a time when Christmas shopping was simpler. Not much effort was required to distract and toss things into a shopping cart, pile it full with winter jackets. You know, all the kids, Mom, just can I take off my jacket? Would you hold it, please? And then you put them into the shopping cart so they don't notice what the actual gift is. That worked when they were three. But when my kids got older, those days were gone. My kids could sniff out deception an aisle away. When they learn of your sneaky strategy, you must swear them to secrecy not to share your approach with the younger kids, or you have to leave that kiddo at home to babysit their siblings, or find a friend to look after the kids in late November, early December, while you grab a peppermint mocha and wander the mall or local craft fair. So don't shop with the kids. The third step to simplifying your homeschool life is to lower your decorative expectations. I don't feel inclined to load my cart with the purchases of fancy gift tags or to groom the tree in the latest theme colors found in this year's House and Home magazine. I prefer decorations with memories attached, not expensive price tags. But again, you do you. This is just me. Once upon a time, I sold our pre-lit tree in favor of a fresh tree. A tree that isn't as full or groomed as our department store, and certainly not pre-lit. But I'm just thrilled to cut a fresh tree from our homestead, where Christmas trees will be available for us for years to come. Not one of them looks like they're hardy enough to withstand more than a string of lights, but that's okay. That's my very least enjoyable holiday tradition anyway. You too? Or is your least enjoyable holiday tradition standing in the post office line that one day of the year when it does not matter if Charlie Brown's Christmas CD is playing in the background or not, you feel like the epitome of Scrooge? Bah humbug. This day right here always takes my Christmas cake for the worst day of the year. I have an entire holly tree in my front yard. Not the prettiest in the summer season, but convenient for front door Christmas swag. A few boughs from the backyard trees, carefully placed candles, and a few sprigs of holly, and I have my dining room table decor complete. Ta-da! And since this is all very crafty, we always did it as a homeschool activity, part of our homeschool Christmas month. Then when the house and the tree were decorated, I'd sit at the piano and practice my Christmas carols, the one time of year you'll see me tapping the keys of the piano. But you should know I intend to enjoy the process and be present in my Christmas activities, so there is no flurry of decorating or any activity for Christmas for me. I don't tell myself that when the Rubbermaid totes of Christmas decorations come out, they need to be set up in the day. Decorating takes me days to weeks to finish, but I enjoy it. Before the holiday whirlwind sweeps you away, I've got a special gift just for you. It's the 12-Day Self-Care Homeschool Mom Challenge. I know that December is not just busy, it is a whirlwind of all the things. So amidst the magical chaos, it's easy to forget about you. You know it, I know it. That's why I'm inviting you to this tailor-made challenge, created exclusively for the people who rarely get into the Christmas photos, rarely pen their Christmas list, and rarely hear a thank you for all that you do. So these 12 days of self-care are dedicated to you, homeschool mom. I don't want you to feel like you just survived December. But I am going to remind you that self-care isn't selfish. It's necessary, no matter who you are. I'm here to remind you that you need to make you a priority still. So in this 12-day self-care challenge, you'll find simple daily rituals to super useful self-care mindset shifts. I'll guide you to nourish your mind, your body, and your spirit. My goal is to nurture the nurturer in this busy season. So if you're interested in the 12-day self-care challenge, head over to my website, www.capturingthecharmedlife.com, and you'll see it there. And if you want to give another homeschool mom a gift, tag a homeschool mom who deserves that gift too, and let's spread the self-care love to each homeschool mom this December. The fourth step to simplifying your homeschool Christmas is not to attempt to conquer your Pinterest boards or compete with other Instagram accounts. Allow Pinterest or Instagram or any other form of social media to amuse you, entertain you, inspire you. Enjoy the sights of the season, including what you see on social media. Think of social media as a free magazine subscription where you get to choose the articles and the content. There's lovely things to see. There'll always be more crafts than time. There will always be more ideas than creation. If we don't feel compelled to cook everything in a cookbook when we're given that lovely new cookbook at Christmas, then we don't need to feel compelled to complete everything on our Christmas Pinterest board or decorate our table just as someone else is doing on Instagram. Enjoy what they're doing. Enjoy absorbing how they engage their holiday season. Let it delight your eyes as sugar plum fairies dance in your kids' heads this month. Then allow yourself to go back to your regularly scheduled program of just doing the laundry so kids have clean socks for their violin or piano recital, or cooking and cleaning because that won't stop for the season. But if you're one of the homeschool moms that finds it super challenging to lean into realistic expectations, especially in the holiday season, then I invite you to join me in the Patreon Homeschool Mama support group. I share a story about my real homeschool Christmas experience and how my expectations shifted in one magical moment when we were prepping to leave for a Christmas Eve service, we pulled the table away from the back of a sofa to get ready for a beautiful family photo. And what do our eyes behold? But black markered letters all over our newly delivered one-day-old sofa. If you'd like to hear the rest of that story, head over to the Homeschool Mama support group on Patreon. The fifth step to simplify your homeschool Christmas is to simplify your baking. I don't know about you, but my body does not need daily sugar additions in the form of gingerbread and lemon bars. So intentionally reserve baking activities for the weekend or for a specific weekend. Maybe it could become a weekend baking tradition like it has for our family, to sample the season, and hopefully reserve eating those treats on the weekends too. I'm reminded of Dr. Daniel Amen's words. Why do we need brain-doping nasty foods for every occasion? And my husband's wisdom too. It's like we create occasions just for the consumption of foods that are no good for our brains. So when he falls asleep, I'll sneak into the kitchen for that final star-shaped chocolate almond mocha shortbread. Sixth step to simplify your homeschool Christmas. Try not to succumb to the latest Christmas trends. For a long time, I didn't purchase the $15 chocolate advent calendars. Lint chocolate advent calendars for four kids is expensive. And the other options are mostly sugar and very little chocolate, in my opinion. So over the course of the years, I've packed our favorite candies in three canning jars with pretty ribbons and refilled them as required. For each day we count down till Christmas, I have fun creating my me time traditions too. For each day that we count down till Christmas, I also have created my own me time tradition. I pencil draw a tiny rendition of each place we've traveled or a significant moment of that year. And I tie those tiny drawings to a piece of twine hanging from the end of the mantle to the other end of the mantle. At the end of the day, we're counting down till Santa arrives. And for a cheaper version of Elf on the Shelf, my girls and I hot glued hazelnut squirrels with brown pipe cleaners and dotted their eyes with markers. These squirrels have been found busy reading, playing a wicked game of chess. They've climbed the Christmas tree or jumped off the living room curtain rod in their G.I. Joe parachute. My 9-year-old saw right through my attempt at fabricating animated squirrels. She said, "You're just trying to keep the magic of Christmas alive." Yep, and though she knows it, she's still drawn to it. So I'll consider making the magic of Christmas come alive with simple homeschool memories. Oh, also, a note on homeschooling during Christmas. If you've learned to lean into child-led learning, this season is replete with fun, interesting learning opportunities. But sometimes just taking a break from thinking about learning opportunities and how things could or should go in your homeschool life, even in December, will bring you space and true downtime. So consider not doing anything for a bit. But if that piece of advice sounds highly unlikely in your scenario, consider unschooling Christmas just this year, especially if you have traditionally homeschooled and you've thought about leaning into child-led learning or deschooling a bit more or learning to unschool at times or seasons of your homeschool, then consider unschooling Christmas. I have a post directly dedicated for that reason. You can head over to the show notes of this podcast episode titled 'Tis the Season, 10 Steps to Simplify Homeschool Christmas to discover the unschooling Christmas post. I have another gift for you. If you've already participated in the 12-day self-care challenge for homeschool moms, or you're about to finish the 12-day self-care challenge, then I'm going to offer you another challenge. It's called the 5-day homeschool mom vision challenge. As we're anticipating the 2024 new year, we have an opportunity to re-envision our homeschools so we can enjoy more clarity, confidence, and vision. In this challenge, you'll receive 5 days of strategies to encourage you to show up on purpose in your homeschool, to align your actual daily activities with your bigger vision, to tackle your real homeschool challenges, to address your real homeschool kids, and to acknowledge the real homeschool mom needs that you have. As Maya Angelou encourages us, the question is not how to survive, but how to thrive with passion, compassion, humor, and style. After the holiday season, we classically, as homeschool parents, become very familiar with the season called slump month. And there's various other phrases we use to describe the January, February, March season of our homeschool years. It's my intention that this 5-day homeschool vision challenge offset that slump season. The 5-day vision challenge precedes our intensive for re-envisioning our 2024 homeschools. So you're invited. If you want to re-envision your 2024 homeschool, you're welcome to join the group coaching intensive. It'll be a time to assess your past homeschool year, a fresh perspective for the 2024 homeschool year, to imagine what your homeschool could be like. If you were clear on why you're doing it, in the re-envision your homeschool intensive, we'll assess your homeschool routine, your homeschool method, and ask if it's working for you. Simplify your homeschool. Tackle your real homeschool challenges. My goal is to help you align your actual activities with your homeschool vision. I want to encourage you to show up on purpose in your homeschool and have a plan to do it too, and to encourage you to keep on going with the energy that you want to include in your homeschool mom days. So if joining me for a re-envisioning of your 2024 homeschool sounds like something you might need in the upcoming year, then head over to the show notes to this episode titled, "'Tis the Season, 10 Steps to Simplify Homeschool Christmas." My goal for this 5-day vision challenge and for the re-envision your homeschool intensive is to help you feel more clear and confident in your 2024 homeschool. The 7th step to simplify your homeschool Christmas. Don't send Santa packing. When my oldest was 5, I took offense to the mass cultural lie we were telling our kids that Santa exists. I told her that Santa wasn't real. Then I rescinded my words a few years later, maybe a few months later, and convinced her that a kind letter to Santa at the beginning of December would be worthwhile, wink, wink. That the empty cookie plate and the mess at the fireplace were from that jolly fellow every Christmas morning. There was a certain joie de vivre, inexpensive magic, that trickled into the Christmas season. What also came along with that season was a Christmas letter written by their parent in their non-dominant hand about Santa's comical observations about the Weidrich family that year. I loved those letters. My husband, not so much. So many Christmas Eves, he was surprised I'd be asking him to write them again. When my oldest was 13, she reserved the belief that there was a curious parallel between God and Santa. They both knew if she was awake at night, whether she would get coal or candy in her stocking. They could both be in many places at once. So one Christmas she asked, "Why do I have to write Santa a letter? Doesn't he already know what I want for Christmas?" Touché. The Santa magic was broken. Having said that, my secondborn asked for a reason to believe in Santa the same Christmas, and my response was short, but I thought complete. I said, "Your childhood is short. The idealism of youth quickly gives way to cynicism, so enjoy Santa." And so, Santa lives on in our home. The 8th step to simplify homeschool Christmas is to create a simpler Christmas dinner plan. My version to creating a simple Christmas dinner is to just do it on a different day. The work required to create this meal does not enable a peaceful Christmas day for me. I'd rather eat reheated roast beef and Yorkshire puddings in my new PJs, laze with my freshly cracked novel, or sip on a glass of Villa Teresa Prosecco. Yes, there really is a thing. Instead of spending 4 hours peeling potatoes and snipping Brussels sprouts. Can I hear an amen? A candlelight Christmas Day dinner sounded like a good idea when I was a child because I had no idea how much time was required to prepare that meal. P.S. This discussion can also be about camping too. So we typically prepare a formal festive meal every Christmas Eve. Roast beef, mashed potatoes, Yorkshire puddings, Brussels sprouts, a salad with mixed greens, goat cheese, and pomegranate, and various other vegetables. I always plan a dessert, but we don't always make one. Since we're about to consume the entire plate of Bailey's fudge, peppermint chocolate cookies, or Nanaimo bars for Santa in just a few hours. Or I should say I do, because my husband resists. He'll write the letter, but he won't eat the plate of goodies. And so, on Christmas Day, I get to luxuriate in the beautiful collective energy of Christmas and then enjoy my very favorite meal ever, leftovers. The ninth step to simplify your homeschool Christmas. Don't consult Martha Stewart for perfectly wrapped packages. Instead of purchasing gift tags, I've opted to cut pretty pics from my 25 years of saved family Christmas cards. Yes, that Christmas card you sent me. I've had that in storage for years. It's probably now under my tree, attached with twine, with my child's name on it, wrapped around maybe a new family game. Instead of buying expensive wrap, I've been known to wrap gifts in brown paper, strings, and real boughs of something found on the homestead with calligraphied names or just a nice black marker. I'll wrap a handful of packages each December night, so the night before Christmas isn't a night I have to sit in the basement for 6 hours piling up wads of plastic and snips of paper. Also, consider giving your kids eyeball-to-eyeball time when you enlist each child to help you wrapping some of the gifts that aren't theirs. And let them know that's when you pull out the stash of your favorite Christmas treat. Presently, mine are those candy cane lint chocolate balls, but I'll take chocolate of any sort. The 10th step to simplify homeschool Christmas is to... It's so simple. And yet we don't have enough time for it. But we gotta make time for it. Is to give the simple gift that keeps on giving. Kindness. Generosity theoretically pervades this month because all the marketing shifts towards how we can help others, or at least there's an awful lot of marketing in that direction. Generosity can be a goal for every month of the year, of course, but we get reminders from all these marketers that this is an opportunity for us to be generous. And for that, I appreciate marketing. The greatest gift our community offers is the merriment in acknowledging important people in our lives and the festive way in which we share this month. And we do it beautifully in this Western world. So let's find a way to contribute to our immediate communities, or maybe the larger community too, of course. Consider keeping a December tradition of purchasing grocery gift cards and sharing them with those who might need them on your shopping travels. Likely there's a grocery gift basket program being distributed somewhere in your community, and you likely have a toy room filled with toys you no longer need. Consider sending them secondhand, as they will likely be snapped up in time for someone else's Christmas. Or consider a homeschool co-op book or toy exchange, but do it with pre-used items or books. During this delightful season, remember that our favorite gifts aren't really under the Christmas tree anyway, but they are under our roofs, the little ones, with sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads. So enjoy the process. Stop to smell the holly. Catch snowflakes on your tongue. And carpe diem your simple homeschool Christmas. Happy Christmas, everyone. If this podcast was an encouragement for you, would you share it with someone you know would benefit too? And would you consider sharing a review on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere you're listening to this podcast? I do hope you're having a lovely holiday. And remember, I've got two Christmas gifts for you. One is this 12-day self-care challenge for homeschool moms and the 5-day homeschool mom vision challenge. If you'd like to join me for the Re-Envision Your Group Coaching Intensive, send me a message at teresawiedrick@outlook.com. That's teresawiedrick@outlook.com. All the show notes and resources discussed on this episode are found at www.capturingthecharmlife.com. I want for you and your homeschool kids to turn your homeschool challenges into your homeschool charms. You got this, girlfriend.